Move on to the next one. Faithfulness, the service and responsibility. Faithfulness, the service and responsibility. Now when we start having the car parts, we start having, you know, ushers who clean. While I was writing this, I added a book stand. So it means that we're going to have people on the book stand. But if we put you on the book stand, every time, your CVs cannot be found.
Oh, my brother.
No children, Sunday school. Teachers. So that you can born.
You're free to be there. So don't worry, you learn to have them there. Yeah.
Free. Just feel free. Feel our school. So there's a faithfulness to service and responsibility.
How do you handle what God has given to you? You know, we tell this person, no, handle this for me. And then you find that the person is doing it anyhow. Can you handle the group for me? You don't show up. You don't check up. You don't find it. You don't have the necessary meetings that warrants you being excellent. So you see, you do not become faithful when you are like that. So are you going to be faithful? Don't forget, it is required. That still be found. You need to be found faithful. You need to be found faithful. You need to be found faithful. And I've always realized that God's replacements are always better. Always. Always, all the time. So we give you something to do. God gives you something to do. You realize that you are not responsible. You don't want to play the drums because we don't treat you right. We don't give you fried rice after every meeting. The other church that give us pie and dancing songs.
Don't worry, we'll give you pie. Is it pie that you want?
So you are going to be found faithful. You are present in every meeting. Every Sabbath, you are present.
That's a faithful man.
And he is the one that God will commit more to.
Faithful.
And work well. You know, it should be said of you. Oh, as for his brother, so and so. If you leave this thing with him, consider it done. should be sent.
Some of your parents love you because when they leave your siblings, you are able to take good care of the home and take good care of the house. And some of you, when they leave them, leave them. So they have to call another auntie to come and stay in the house. Because you will get up, you will feed the children. And they will be hungry. 2 weeks, they'll be looking like skeletons.
Yes.
But I believe strongly that you will change. Someone came to my house. Stayed a day or two. And the ball went off. And he went to my house. Came to peace. The ball has been off for a long time. And, you know, by that simple act,
I just,
yeah, he's a faithful person. It doesn't take so much to see someone that is. Said that's tremendous. So you're going to be obedient. If you're not, you build your home. Talk as building. So we're going to you listen.
Sure.
Constant. You always find them there.
Constant.
I strongly believe that God is going to commit so much to any ministry that finds themselves faithful. I believe that. That's why this ministry, I follow it very faithfully, blindly. Like I don't have eyes for other things. Because I know that if I follow it faithfully and I do it faithfully, God is going to find us trustworthy enough to commit us something that He wants to. Follow it faithfully.
You're just there.
Faithfully. Recently, I read that I have to add some spice because it was becoming very, very the same. I said, wow, and God said, just stick to it. That's what it is. Just stick to it. Just be faithful. So, whatever it is you're going to be found doing, I want to encourage you. Don't forget,
First Corinthians,
right? How that our works are going to be tried. I'm telling you, attributes of God's minister. These things that make us very precious. Because preaching and teaching the word in its soundness, in its purity, the dispense of doctrine, right? But all of these things are going to be part of why He would reward us.
Faithfulness.
As I communicate these words to you, let it be a desire. You know, naturally you sometimes some people are just naturally unfaithful. Yes, naturally. That's how they are. But if you are such a person in this place, begin to fight out every natural sense of faithfulness. It's just like disloyal. Some people are more disloyal. Prone more to disloyal than servants. Yeah, like natural where they came from. Like there's a lot of issues. Naturally, their personality is a disloyal personality. And it's like, you see, you have two boys. One can lace the shoe. One can keep the things. Another. The shoe is the left is here. The right is right. But you see, it does not mean you can't train him to be faithful to whatever it is that he has. So whatever trait of unfaithfulness is on the inside of him,
begin to fight it out strongly. I mean, very strongly. Fight out every trait of unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness. You won't preach. You won't decide. You won't teach. You won't share God's word with anyone. You won't be punctual. You won't be given to responsibility. Or service and responsibility. That's the thing. Unfaithfulness, service. You won't be given to any service and any responsibility. You won't be given to.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not.
So you're going to be unfaithful. So who is loving? Are you going to be found faithful? When somebody gives you something to handle it well. When I didn't see your phone, I can tell. The phone is like, it just came out from vomit. Phone. Your phone you use. You don't clean the phone. Oh, my brother. Dirty with things. It's nothing just that I press this thing every day. You are in the bathroom, you are with it. Other place, you are with it. Going out, you are with it. With all of those deaths. Cloaked in there. Some of you, your earpiece is dirty. AirPods. Filled with cloaks and cloaks of oil that in your ear, your wax. And nothing touched you that my AirPods, let me clean it. But you are changing. Woman, your house will be a jungle. Right? An unfaithful man. Oh boy. So listen to me. Let's have that trait of unfaithfulness. If you have a girlfriend, you are liable to have a mom. Don't say that you have three. Your understanding. Don't do that. One, you are understanding me. One. That you are proposed to, but you are proposed to other three. So you are becoming faithful. Sounds. Faith. Music. Faith. See, God, listen to me when I tell you. God sees the work you put in. He sees the work you put in. He sees the work you put in. Now, I can say maybe. It's not because of that exactly. But I believe that God saw my faithfulness on the keyboard. When I didn't even look like I was going to do anything, I think He saw that faithfulness. Yeah, I think He says it's not true, so it's not true. Just He says it's not true. I think He gave it to me. But this one, I'm sure, even God, I was to play. Oh, I played with the one key that I sat and I broke the user. Right? So, what can you do that you are not using? It's a sign of unfaithfulness. You have a gift you are not using.
You see, as a person, you say, oh, I can't
really sing. Wow, but my time.
Nowadays, there's no time. There's no time. I don't have time.
Yeah. So I think first of all, he just was first faith.
Let me show you.
His first faith is good, right? His first faith means he gives you things you don't deserve. But much more, he's going to look at an attitude why he should give you that which you don't deserve. And to keep continually increasing what he has given you that you don't deserve. So in that, I'm showing some. Meeting, walking for meetings, walking to places. I used to really walk. I didn't even know that your choir director could give you money. Catechism, faithfulness to at least hearing God's word. At least I'll go and hear. I was best in the Catholic Church.
Yes,
I was faithful to it. First communion, second communion, confirmation. Was going. So we are going to be found faithful. Are you listening? And God's grace over everyone grows with faithfulness. As you speak, you see that His grace over you will be increasing. Some of you can heal, pray for headaches, but you don't like to pray for them because you want answers. But you have not stuck to whatever it is that He has given to you. That you should use it jointly. You should use it consistently. So you're going to be more faithful in Jesus. Don't do this work because anybody called you. Do this work because He called you. Are you listening? Do it because He called you. I made a vow to God. I'll never ask and never leave service. And that one, I will do it, right? Told myself, I said, Lord, even if anybody should leave, everyone should be gone. I'll still be with you. I'll be faithful to you. I'll not have another path, another God, another some God that I'm probably trying to think about. Don't be faithful.
You know, many years ago, this was in Kumasi, very tough problem.
The time is going to come. People will say you are. Because of the miracles and the power of God, they'll see you as mixed. I remember very well. So the catch up say, what's the name? You are in between God and
Satan, like the devil.
So I put that in my mind. I'm going to stick to it. And you are going to become faithful to Jesus. So everything that you have given, keep it well. Hold on to it. Be found constant. Be found dedicated. So whatever is given to you. First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9. We're going to take a rush through a couple of scriptures. First Corinthians chapter 1. It's nine. Can we all read together? Okay, hold on. Read together. Okay, hold on. Let everybody get there. 1 verse 9, go. God is faithful. Hold on. He is what?
So when is he? He's faithful. He's you always find him.
When everybody disappears, he will stay with him. When everybody is gone, he will still be there. He's constant. His name is constant. You know, that's why the issue on salvation needs to be really, really considered. Because it's just not about your faithfulness. It's about his. So while if you're there, I don't want you again.
You can't say you don't want me. We are together.
I am faithful to you. You said you are leaving, but I will never leave you. Okay. But I don't leave. You always find me there. So God is faithful. He's sure. He speaks. Your labor, your efforts, your work for him, it will never be in vain. He's faithful, I'm telling you. God is faithful. And that's why you are going to be faithful, because he is faithful. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 3. Verse 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But Lord is
what?
Faithful. Who will establish you? Guide from the evil. He's faithful. You'll always stick to his words all the time. Well, you can break yours, but he doesn't break his. He speaks it to you.
You know, when God says he loves you,
to the end,
you can say, I don't love you, but he loves you.
Because that's his nature. He speaks. And you're going to be faithful to whatever it is he has committed to your hands. See something in Matthew. We're going back to Matthew. Matthew 25. Verse 21. In Jesus' own words, after sharing the story, we're going to read the scripture. And we'll read the whole of it again. His Lord said unto him, Well done. Good. And what? Faithful servant. You were few over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Back to verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts. So he who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I have gained five more talents besides. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were servant, you were faithful. Over a few things I will make you ruler. Over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also, who had received two talents, came and said, Lord, you have delivered to me two talents. Look, I have gained two more talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful. See, he's just saying good and faithful. Good and faithful. The one that has been able to keep what was given to him, make use of it. One of the scariest things that I heard quite recently, I'll tell you, a few months ago, the Lord told me, I've made you a prophet, and you are not prophesying a lot. I will ask you when you stand before me. Yes, that's what he told me. Yes, so I made up my mind that I'll be prophesying more. Yes, because I felt in my heart that it was a gift he gave me. In fact, I'm using it, but I don't know how intensively he wants me to use it. So it means that he wants me to use it more.
More.
To use it more. Yes. Use it more. Use it more. So I was actually scared. It's just like what he told Kenneth Hagin. I've made you a prophet. You're going around teaching. You're making yourself a teacher before a prophet. I've made you a prophet, then a teacher. Then you are making yourself a teacher before a prophet. So I said, okay, let's see what happens. So me to that, he said, okay. Do it more. I'll ask him. So use it more. Use it more. Some of you have gifts you're not using. He's still telling you, be careful. I've given it to you. Use it more. Use it more. That small singing gift, that small, whatever gift you think it's not really relevant. He's coming after it and he will ask you. You'll ask. So I said, yes, Lord. I don't know how you want me to use it, but I'll use it. I'll use it. Maybe you just want me to be seen. I'm going to be using it. It never occurred to me that he would ask me for that gift. It never occurred to me. It's always like it's there, so I'll just use it. I'll use it. If I want, I'll use it. But now he was laying emphasis that it's not if you want. You see, I'm going to tell that use what I've given to you. Use what? I've not heard about the teacher, but I think there's a grace I also receive. So I'm sure he's going to tell you that. I also said, also teach as well, even though you are, but teach as well. Means more comfort. So use it more and more. Yes.
So some of you can sing.
You sing only in the bathroom. Someone told me that. Pastor, my voice is for bathroom only. Use every single talent that God has given to you.
Yes.
And I'm trying to use everything. My play on the keyboard, I don't think it was just for fun.
Yes.
So I told God, Lord, I'm going to be composing more. I'm going to be writing more. Yes. Everything that you have given to me, I want to use it. So some of you are thinking, it's just a gift given to me. It's not just a gift. It's just like this guy. He's going to dig it. Cover it because he thinks it's small. It's irrelevant. You really have grace for hospitality. You are sitting there. You are not. And you are just this. You come to zero. You go. You leave. You're just there. That's your life. He will ask you. He will ask you. The Lord is saying, well done.
Good and faithful servant.
So he's commending faithfulness. That's what he's commending. He's commending your faithfulness. commending you.
It's not about having whatever, just do whatever you can do with whatever it is he has given to you.
That's the end of the story.
And you will receive this reward of good and faithful.
Not good and rich.
You see, he's not even saying good and highly skilled servant.
No.
He's not saying good and well talented minister.
No, just faithful. What you have
is okay to be used.
But the person is always using. And they are the people that do not even miss.
That's a good
and faithful.
It looks small, but
it's going to become something great.
And you see that the person
graduate,
some are faster than others. And then before you realize, another gift pops up from the place.
And then another one also pops up from the place. And then another one pops up from the place.
But it starts from a place of being faithful.
So you're going to be your king. Are you listening?
God has told you, I'm going to send you. I'm going to make you great.
It's going to start like this. Don't be deceived.
It's going to start. Little things that many others despise.
Many things that many others despise.
I know a lot of prophets who are drummers and keyboardists. 90%, 80 to 90% of prophets I know were first raw drummers and raw keyboardists in the church. They were just playing in the church. Before I realized God has opened their eyes to see.
Joel Armstrong was very faithful to his father's church. He was a media person. He's the one that used to edit the audios, edit the videos, edit all of the things. He was before his father, actually. And he said very faithfully until he was listening to his sons.
And he has one of the large churches in the world.
But he was a media guy.
Like giving to media.
It's true. So we're going to be found faithful in the little things. Don't treat them like. Let's see another in Luke chapter 19.
Luke chapter 19, verse 17.
Verse 11. Let's start reading verse 11.
Now, as they heard these things, he spake.
Another parable, because he was near Jerusalem.
And brought the kingdom of God immediately. Therefore he said, a certain went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return.
So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said unto them, do business till I come. But this citizen hated him and sent a delegation of them, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. So it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called, that he might know how much every servant or man gained by trading. Then came the first saying, Master, your mina has been 10 minas. And he said to him, well done, good. Because you were faithful
in very little.
faithful in very little have authority over how many cities?
10 cities.
And the second king said, Master, your mina has aimed 5 mina. Likewise, he said unto him, you also. Then another came saying, Master, here is your mina, which I've put away in a handkerchief. For I feared you. Because you are an austere man. You collect what you did not deposit. And reap what you did not sow. And he said to him, out of your own mouth, I will judge you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man. Collecting what I did not deposit. And reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank? That at my coming, I might have collected it with interest. And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from me. Give it to him who has 10 men. But they said unto him, Master, he has 10. For I say to you, that to everyone who has, will be given. And from him who does not have, even what he wants has, will be taken away from him.
Wow.
We could go, interesting, into the story, but I wouldn't want to. But the story paints a very clear picture.
It doesn't.
The one who did not do anything with what he was given, take from him and give to the one who was useful, and to the one who used resources
right.
That's going to be your story. You would receive resources because you are found.
That's why faithful people are giving more.
Because the result of faithfulness is that more is more committed to your hands to take. But when you are not faithful, how are you going to be given more wealth? Are you going to be found faithful? Let's look at the brethren in Colossae and Paul's testimony of them. In Colossians, chapter number 1. Everyone sitting up straight. Colossians chapter 1, verses 2. To the same faithful brethren in Christ. The brethren were faithful. They were
constant.
Who are in Colossae. So we know now that the church in Colossae
were full of faithful people.
So we can have a faithful congregation such that when you are unfaithful and you get into our midst, you sort of float till faithfulness is incorporated into you. You are going to be found faithful in Jesus' name. And nobody is going to call you an unfaithful person.
So the whole church,
everybody was speaking. Everybody was speaking.
So Paul, in writing the letter to the church in Corinth, is saying that
to the saints, to everybody, and people who were there
were faithful as well. I believe there were majority of people than the brethren in the church, or the saints.
Yes.
So there are majority of people. And we're going to see that also, because he makes reference to certain faithful people. So they are faithful people. Faithful people.
Of course.
They were definitely unfaithful people also as well. But there were more people.
There's not every congregation where you have more unfaithful people.
There are some congregations, there are more people than unfaithful people. But Paul is calling them saints. Because they are born again. But we're going to have more people. More faithful people.
And it starts with you.
You are that faithful person. That faithful person. Yeah, that faithful person. Listen,
a lie
that many people tell is that, you know, sometimes when you very dependable. They tend to mock at your dependability. Don't listen to those things. Yeah. It's like you are always available. You are always this. Oh, you are always in church. It can be. At your workplace, it can also be. That you are always available. You are faithful to your task. You are known to complete assignments on time.
Hey, as for you, you really complete assignments on time. We don't really care about this master.
No, don't listen to me. So you're going to be found faithful.
Yes.
It's a worker's meeting, so I'm hoping to have this.
Like I said, you can have faithful and then unfaithful. So to the saints and the faithful, which are, they were actually faithful people, but I'm saying that
they were more faithful people than unfaithful people.
Right?
The saints, which are faithful,
he's making reference to faithful people.
But I'm saying that in everywhere, you're going to find at least an unfaithful person. But like I said, we're going to have more majority. Should be faithful. And then the 99% should help the 1% who are yet to be faithful.
And I believe that everybody here is faithful.
Do you believe it? See verse 7. He speaks about Abraham. Do you remember Abraham? Verse 7. As you also learn from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf.
So Epaphras was found faithful. His faithfulness was in his prayer. He was always found faithful. Every time. You could almost tell he was going to pray for the church. And I believe that prayer is very foundational. Anyone you see praying for the church or praying prayer life,
many of the time, they have a very good hearty foundation.
Yes, forget other reasons. Prayer is good. It's actually humility to pray.
It communicates a certain sense of humility. Because a proud man will not pray.
Exactly.
You just need to be very psychological about the whole issue. And everything is going to really be fine. And we need to pray. You and this, your prayer.
Let's pray.
That's a proud person. Yeah. So we can find out that Epaphras was found faithful. Let's see Tychicus in Colossians 4. The 7th. Tychicus, a beloved brother. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you about.
So, Tychicus was a faithful brother.
Faithful enough for Paul to send him.
Faithful enough for Paul to send him.
So he was,
you know, he was faithful to communicate and let him Paul know
the people.
I'm sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your heart.
See, the people that Paul had around him were primarily faithful people. Just a few were unfaithful. Like me, who just decided to go.
But
he found him. He had some very faithful people. Luke's
position was actually also very faithful.
Nismos, who was at one time stubborn, actually became faithful.
So he mentions all of these people.
You know, the truth of the matter is that at a point in time, everyone deserted in Paul's sense.
So at a point in time, we couldn't find any of them.
No, but Luke actually was very faithful.
Just
Paul's death,
Luke was found.
Binding, helping him with his wounds.
Who wouldn't want a friend like Luke? He would bind my wounds.
Everybody would want a friend like him. He'll be there all the time.
When you're happy, he's happy with you.
When you are sad, he sort of brings you encouraging words.
So, Tychicus is that faithful minister that Paul can send. Can we send?
Can you be sent?
Can your disciples send you?
Can they send?
We ought to be found faithful.
So Tychicus is saying,
Tychicus,
go and
find out their state. Bring me back information.
And let them know how I'm also faring.
It means that the Tychicus will be paying attention to detail.
There's a kind of a way that you can't give everyone.
You give only to the people.
Those who will see it the same way,
do it the same way,
report it the same way,
say it the same way.
And Tychicus was that guy.
So Tychicus would get into the room and say, Paul, I met the church in Colossae on the right hand side.
There were 11 rows.
And they seem to be doing very well.
Yeah, I met them. Spoke personally to them.
Pastors asked us to do this.
Let's do it exactly how he wants.
That's Titus. That's the kind of guy.
He was faithful to things that were committed to him.
When I say do it like this, do it like that.
Do you understand?
That's somebody who is faithful. So are you going to pay attention to the details? I said, as well, you pay attention to the details. You look at things and you don't just look at them, you look at them again. And then you look at it again. And you look at it again. So that you can see through the details. How can you come to a workers' meeting and you are sleeping? That's already a trait of unfaithfulness. It's a clear truth. It's very clear. He will sleep on top of your duties and responsibilities. This one, there's no song. We are not singing. It's a workers' meeting. Talking to you. I'm not going to get any song. I've been tempted to give it. I said, no. Workers' meeting. No, stick to it. Totally. Not doing anything. Workers' meeting. That's what it is. So, pay attention to details. I learned my lessons very, very hard when I was working in the pharmacy. One time, someone came to buy something, and it was in one of these small. So they are ampoules, but they are amber bottles. So the draft is there. Is it ampoules? The dark one. Oh. See, what I'm talking about, you are repeating the same thing. I'm just speaking about it, and you are repeating the same thing. Listen to what I'm telling you. To detail. Not what I'm saying. I'm saying dark. So, which one is the amber bottle? But are they also black? Okay. So I'm talking about the ampoules. One ampoule or whatever. So basically, the person says, I want one ampoule of something. And then I went, was it me? MC. Oh, it's the MC. You know, the other ampoules that are also dark. The same company. The same box. Maybe one is blue, one is pink, one is white, one is same thing. But they are all dark. So you need to look at it very carefully before you dispense. So the MCA just went in and picked one that looked like it, which was assumed to be the medication. And she gave the medication to the person. So person was about to be operated just at the hospital. And you know, I think it was just God. Because normally, the doctors, yes, they will look at it, but it's very unlikely that in the situation which he came in rushing, it's very unlikely that they will take time to look at it. But normally, they look at it, but sometimes you never know. That thing is dark. So let's use it. Send it. And then, doctor, lifted up the thing and said, who gave you this thing? Said, the pharmacy over there. Said, this medication can kill. It was actually a mother and a child, but the ampoule was for the child. I think he said, if they had injected the child, would have died.
now the person took the anger and came to the person.
Yes.
And now self,
they were going to sue the company.
Who was the pharmacist in charge? Pharmacist in charge.
I've not seen someone angry. Came in literally boiling.
With lunch. So I now
please.
Can you wait? Or MCAs, and you don't watch what your MCAs are serving. When trouble comes, they will ask you. So I sat there. Faithfulness to detail. Things that you have been told. I told the sound person, I said, give me echo. I come and there's no echo. It's the news that you are not faithful. I say, sing it. Like this. You sing it like this. You are not faithful. Play it like that. You say, no. I feel like playing it like this. I'm faithful to beat it. That's exactly the type. He was going to pay attention to what was given to him. So I sat with the person. Spoke to the person and I said, it's my fault. So, even though I was not the one that gave you the medication, but it's still my business. I should have supervised everything under my watch. Even if I was supervising you, attending to another patient, it was not going to be my fault.
So I said, it's my fault. And I take the blame. And I apologize for it. And he kept on talking. So, if this thing had, if they had injected, would you have said? So, right now, just look at me and don't see it. And he started coming down. Said,
yes, well, yes, but you have to pay all the bills.
I'll pay the bills. So we now went plus other medications that you
really need.
Because when you are being kind, you are kind with wisdom as well.
So added the things together, set the
back.
You need something to see the thing before you do. So he said that you shouldn't worry. Everything is fine. So I said, okay. Then
it was that day I saw
that life is not a dream, number one.
Really saw it.
Real life. That we don't joke here.
You know, sometimes when you are at places, you are just doing it's like the trying, I'm telling you. The trying. Like the fire. When it touch you, you see that. It can't stand. So you'll be giving up medications thinking that, oh, it's nothing. Just give it until something.
No, nothing.
But I'm talking about my kids. Until something happens. Then I saw that this was real trying and real testing.
Real trying and real testing. Because by the time
something happened,
then you know. They not take. So when you are when doing you are, it the way you are doing it, you're not doing it.
But when you are doing it anyhow, when you stand before God, He tell you that all the things you have been serving is useless. It's different companies,
ampules. You are serving different ampules, and you are in my church. You are different ampules
until the master appears and he holds your reward.
Your reward is useless.
And in fact, it was that day I knew the Lord really loved me. Yes. After he left me all of this, somebody was angry. Oh, Pascal's the person gave me money far more than what I had given. Far more. I was still in tears then. Far more. Somebody had paid. Help me solve one, and you have solved another that came to my gate. So you're going to be found faithful. Don't be somebody that they tell, when they tell you to do something, you do exactly the opposite of what has been given to you.
It's a sign of faithfulness.
It's a sign of faithfulness.
I pray that pharmacists and doctors, none of them are caught up.
Something.
With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of them, they will make known to you all things which are happening.
Pastor says we're doing it like this, we're doing it like that. Pastor says we're going on this, we're going on that. Pastor says let's handle it this way, let's handle it like that. Pastor says we are moving here, let's move there. Pastor says this has to be done, this has to be done. Not because pastor is the one we want to worship. Nope. We just know that's our leader. Are you listening? Oh, that church. They really, really love their pastor. So, they really, really love their pastor. And everything their pastor tells them to do, they do. They don't think about it. They just do. And do. And do. And do. And do.
Which one is that?
They don't care.
They don't pray about
it. You pray about it. You pray about it.
It's good. Before we tell another Holy Spirit is giving you a contrary instruction. Say the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. It's telling me, the Holy Spirit.
You know, I know somebody talked staggering
the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit.
It's like everything we just put on the Holy Spirit.
If they just want to corner me, they will just say, the Holy Spirit.
Then, you can't do anything. You can't say anything. The Holy Spirit has said, what are you going to say? The Holy Spirit has said,
the Holy Spirit. Spirit. Someone told me something. Are you sure? You know, just look. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit.
When is the Lord leading? He will not bypass people he has set
over you.
It's true. It's true. It's true.
So we have the Spirit.
And even many times as a pastor, I pay attention to this. You know? Because when it's when I feel led, or I feel moved, I feel the Spirit is impressing me to do this, to do that, to leave. To do it, I don't feel impressed. Normally, okay. Especially, no, it's not like that. But since the Spirit. The Spirit. So I've been very, very good to tag things as the Spirit. If you know the Spirit of sons, who is above you, I know this is above you, you have to make a mention of the Spirit. You think I don't even hear. You think I don't hear. You think I don't hear. Even when I'm telling the person, one time I remember telling someone something, I said, normally, I think you should think, but that I think was not my natural thoughts. Yes, but I was subjecting it to the person to either say, okay, your thoughts are what we're going to do, or your thoughts are what we're going to disregard. And when you disregard it, I don't have a problem. It's the Spirit. So I don't really worry myself about the Spirit. I never tell my pastor the Lord spoke to me. Never do that. If I have, but it's not that I can't. The Lord told me. Even when I was coming out of Bible school, there was very much strongly impressed. I told him the same. I feel it in my heart strongly. Not that God has told me. If God has told me, that's all. No man can say anything again. I met a very good prophet. And I said, he's trying to pull words out of his mouth. And I said, what do you think about it? Because I'm a spiritual man. I know thoughts are not just thoughts for a spiritual man. They are not. Sometimes they are advices, counsel, instructions that are going to be given to you. You don't need to hear the Lord said, the Lord do this service. There was somebody I said, the person was doing it. I said, no, let's do it. Why are you telling somebody to do it?
I don't know.
Just do it. If you want to, want that. Don't do it if you don't believe what I'm telling you. Don't do it if you don't believe. If you believe it, just do it.
You said that too. I said, change your name. You see that.
Who are you?
Who is this person? I said, tell me, that's your name.
What?
I gave somebody a name. She didn't have a name. Whenever I see you, I feel like calling you Tsunami.
Yes, I do.
Might inhibit something about you, like something. So let me.
I don't need to tell you I'm seeing.
I don't need to tell you. I feel the people that you need to
tell you are seeing in the realm of this,
they are still. They still need to be caressed with sight.
You don't need that.
That's all.
If you believe it, you believe it. If you don't believe it, you don't believe it.
Yeah,
if you don't believe it. Yeah.
Those times when I say something. Don't listen. If I do that, I read something about it. I said, no, if you do that, you will not stay.
You just see with love, that's all. If you listen,
you will not listen.
It's like a stubborn person.
You will not listen.
You will not listen.
You may have stopped dragging.
No.
You want help, I'll give it to you.
You want guidance, I'll give it to you.
See, that is what
that.
Okay, so. It's okay. And I don't wish you to. So, see, there's a gentle influence on the Holy Spirit, on your mind,
yes,
and on my mind.
It might not
look powerful as much, but as you engage in healthy conversations, you see that the Holy Spirit is actually leading you through those conversations.
So,
I remember somebody. I'm going to do this. and I listened to this. It was good in my ears. But then I asked the person a simple question. That's your specific discussion. I said to the person, I said, listen to me. Let's solve it from that place so that you can have a smooth sailing. As to why I said I don't know.
But as to whether you take it or not,
it depends on you. Me, I know it like my name. I know it like my name. Last year, I was going to this. We went for the company. I said, I saw something. The person I saw, you must believe it. The person I saw was the exact person. The person I saw, the only person actually I saw. My life, there's some things that he shows me and it happens. So even me, I'm cautious to do what he wants me to do. Talk less of it. I don't know how I got here, but it's important for workers' meeting. It's like a boy that is in love and a lady that is in love. It's very difficult. No. Yeah. Slow down. Don't do it like this. Don't do it like that. Okay. Right. Let's move. Okay. No. Some things are there you don't really. So that's okay. It's fine. Some things don't carry any weight. It's not really a problem. You guys. The Lord told me. Boy, I'm anointed, I tell you. The things I say become to pass. The things I say, I'm not lying to you. I'm not saying it to make you afraid. I was here when I prophesied to the lady. The lady was here. Somewhere like that. Somewhere like that. And I spoke about something to her. Showed her how it was going to happen. This place. I told him, you are going to be used for rituals. Look at me. You are looking at me. Then she actually gave it to her in silence. I said, this is how it happens. When it happens like this, this is what is going to happen. Be careful. Then I prayed and I said, that you are escaped. It was a reason. She was in fear of that because, she told me her mother had told her that another prophet spoke to her that there was a guy that was going to abuse her.
that Sunday into the week. The Sunday into the week. The week that he died. The friend died. So that same, was it that same word?
Don't act in unison.
It's very good to be obedient.
You go and 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 go and
I wasn't thankful about the demise of this man. Because God wanted to see also, but at least God reached out to this man. Maybe he never knew what happened to him. Now he used to be so one of the things. I was in my room on Thursday. God showed me. Show me this when I'm here for nothing. It's not possible. So I have this number. I called him on the 17th and he was not there. And I called on his older friend and he paid. He said, "Hey, this girl, this is a long time. Forgive me. I've been away." God is telling me something. And you know what he said? He said, the prophets have that issue. They will fear for everyone. You go for a waiting, you fear for everybody but you. God will have you with you very special. You will speak to your aura. Since your ministry is to the people, you will minister more to the people. Right? Also. And then you will get ministration skills for your service. So I spoke to him and said, "This is what God showed me. This is what God showed me." I told him everything that I'd seen.
And then he said,
"Not to change." Then he now said, "Every single thing you're saying is true." Then he now said, "Please, Pascal." He didn't say please. He said, "Pascal, don't." He told me, he said, "Don't hide things from me. Tell me what God is saying." Because sometimes when I meet people who are senior with me, I probably might try to be nice.
This.
He said it's true. It's very true. Then he now started giving me breakdown of the incidences of which I have spoken. And do you know what he said? He said, "This can really be this one is good." I spoke to God and I said, "God, don't you see something?" That's the point. Say something to me. And I'm somewhere kilometers and God speaks to me. And that's how God speaks. I see many things about you that I don't know. Many of these I just pray about. Does not mean I don't see things. Does not mean I don't see. I see many things about you. He's in my house. I saw something about him this morning. He does not mean I will not tell you. That's it. That's it.
But they said they were not feeling it.
Do you know that?
That's something I said. You will not believe. You see, why? Spirit.
So you would think that I don't see anything about you. That's what my mind says.
I remember I was trying to tell you, God, how does this relate to what you're doing? And he said, I just would like to show you. Just to show you.
He gave me exact sequences of how things are. Some of you, I look at you as an instrument. I'm not lying to you. I look at you as a person.
It was after the prayer session. I looked at this guy.
I saw that you have something to say. And I told him, after the prayer session, was I the person?
I just looked at him and I said,
souls,
we're going to come back.
So then you have to be faithful. See, I don't know it.
I don't know it.
By the grace of God, I will never miss what God has said to me. Messy for me. I don't know everything, and I don't see it. But what he wants me to see, I'll see it. But that one, what he wants me to see, I'll see it.
And what he wants you to see,
your sons. You have glimpses of that which he's speaking to you about. And he's showing to you, you have glimpses of them. You see them happen. You see them happen. You see them. Nothing will escape your sons. Your senses will be active. You will do all that he has called you to do. In the name of Jesus. Speaking to the church. Father, we thank you. You know, there are times where the master calls and he hands over responsibilities to you. Would you be found faithful? 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 Would you be found committed? We're praying a last prayer. Lord, help me to stay true and faithful to the very end. Let this not start, but end without me. Let me not be found in the number. Let me not be found amongst the people right at the beginning of what you said. Let this not be
something that I was part of, but I stepped out. Lord, help me to be faithful. Lord, that grace you have spoken to me about, let me be faithful. Faithful, faithful to basic devotions, faithful to prayer lives, faithful to my devotions, faithful to my prayer life, faithful to my study, faithful to loving the brethren, faithful, Lord God Almighty. No. That thing is not little. For you say it's little, it's not little. With me, little is much. 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 Don't call it small. No. Don't call it small. For it pleases the Lord to see all the start of something great and something new. Don't call it little. Don't call that gift small. Don't say, I just have, you know, just a few pieces to offer. Those pieces are going to be reasons why they are great multiplications. No, it's not small, it's not small, it's not small. And you can do more.
You can do more.
Solomon Bragedeke. No, don't look at it with disdain, as though you have nothing to offer. No, that supposed thing has God's hand on it. Yes, that supposed small thing has God's hand, God's mighty hand on it. Don't look at it with discontent. That small thing, in quotes, has God's mighty hand on it. Say not that you are but a child, for you cannot speak as you ought to. No, of course you can. His spirit is on the inside of you. Yes. Yes. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. Don't look at the gold. Don't look at the gold. Oh, there are heaps and heaps of gold on the left and on the right. But as the master calls, don't look to the left, neither should you look to the right. Don't look at the heaps of gold. The heaps of gold will represent, you know, the love, the pleasure for and many other good things. Pay no attention. Pay no attention. Pay no attention. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Oh, on that road as well, you meet people who mock and who laugh at you. Oh, pay no attention. When you arrive at that juncture, pay no attention to those who mock and to those who laugh. Keep going. Keep going. On that same path, there will be supposed unexpected, but do not be derailed by those unexpected. Just keep to that path and keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. For on that road, you also find women. Don't look to the left, neither should you look to the right, but look to the one whom the Lord has shown you. On that road, you will see men. Do not look to the left, neither should you look to the right, but look to whom God has told you and has impressed on you. She's beautiful, but is she all you need? He's handsome, but is he all you need? Pretty, but is that all you want? No. There's a great prize for those who keep going, choosing them that the Lord has impressed on them. Not because it looks very good and timely. No. On that same road, as you go, you meet various heaps and heaps and heaps of distractions. But keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. On that road, you will see persecutors. Men who speak against. Yeah, they're going to be there, speaking against, but only keep going on this road that I've called you. Remain small in your own eyes as you go. Remain small in your own eyes as you go. Remain small in your own eyes as you go. Remain lowly as you go. Do not forget, stay lowly as you go. Only keep going. Oh, Rasha Talabra. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And never stop. Never stop. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't stop. You know, it would have been said that many would have fallen. But to you who are here, you will not fall. Only keep going. Only keep going. Don't stop. I'll be faithful to the work. I'll be faithful to the cost. I'll be faithful when the master calls me to. Faithful to the work. Faithful to the cost. Faithful to the work, faithful to the cost, faithful when the master calls me to, I've been faithful to the word, so faithful, faithful. Oh, faithful. Oh, faithful to your cause. I've been faithful to your word. Faithful to the cause. Cause me too. Father, we thank you that we are going to be found faithful. Faithful to your word. Faithful to your cause. Be faithful. When you call me, you call me to. I'll be faithful to your work. I'll be faithful to your cause. And I'll be faithful when my Master calls me to. I'll be faithful to. Faithful to. Yeah. Faithful when my calls me to. In Jesus. Oh. Can you just lay your right hand wherever your heart is? Can you feel your heart beat? You're going to be faithful. We're going to have the heart of a faithful servant to the Lord. In the name that is above every other name, you'll be faithful. In Jesus' name.